For today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we're joined by Kelly Rundle to discuss the award-winning documentaries he and his wife Tammy produced that focus on the Iowa, the Native Americans that inhabited what's now known as Iowa prior to European settlement. Kelly and Tammy are holding a question and answer session and screening of the second and third installments in their Iowa series at 2 p.m. Sunday at the Oakland Mills Nature Center in Henry County.
In 1837, the Iowa and other Native people were sort of officially removed from the state of Iowa prior to white settlement. That wasn't quite that tidy, but much more tidy than perhaps it was in Missouri, where there was a lot of conflict between settlers and Native populations. The Iowa and their ancestors have been in that region for perhaps 10,000 years. But at that time, the Iowa were placed on a reservation that sits in the northeast corner of Kansas, near White Cloud, Kansas, and it actually straddles the border in Nebraska. And the tribe there is known officially as the Iowa Tribe of Kansas and Nebraska. Now, as we explore in the two films that are going to be shown this coming weekend, a split formed within the tribe, and a portion of those who wanted to try to continue to live a traditional Iowa life went to Indian territory. That would have been in the late 1800s. And so there's now a second tribe called the Iowa Tribe of Oklahoma, near Perkins, Oklahoma. You know, back in those days, there was a great effort to essentially turn Native people into farmers and to abandon their Native traditions, their language, their culture, and indeed their history. And at the time, Oklahoma was Indian territory, and so the feeling on the group of 100 or so Iowa who left Kansas and Nebraska to go to Oklahoma was that perhaps they could continue to live a communal life in a traditional way in Oklahoma. Of course, historical events overtook them fairly quickly down there as well, so they really met a similar fate. And the biggest difference would be that there just were more Native people in Oklahoma, and so in some ways, perhaps they were able to preserve their culture and history a little better down there. The first Iowa film that was released in 2007, this is one that's also been shown at the same venue there in Mount Pleasant. That film focuses on a period between 1700 and that 1837 move to the reservation that we talked about. As we made that first film, we didn't realize that there'd be an opportunity later on to tell the rest of the story, but in an hour you can only focus on so much. So 1700 is about the time of first contact between the Iowa and Europeans, and then, as I mentioned, 1837 being that move from southwest Iowa and northwest Missouri, was called the Platte Purchase Area, movement from there to the reservation in Kansas and Nebraska. Then the second film, Lost Nation of the Iowa 2, the one we'll be screening in Mount Pleasant, that one covers a period from 1837 through 1878, when there's the split between the two groups. And then the third film picks the two timelines up then for each of these groups, and we go from approximately 1878 through the 1970s, and the period where some of the Iowa were involved in the American Indian Movement.
Well, are you making more stops? Do you, you know, visit other parts of the country to share this story?
Yeah, the Iowa films have been shown in a variety of places around the country. I've kind of lost track of the number of places the first film was shown, but it's probably nearly 100 cities in various places across the country. The two sequel films haven't achieved that kind of a number yet, but we schedule showings for all three films every year, so we continue to add screenings. We've had some good showings in the Mount Pleasant area before, and so that's why we've been invited back, and we're always happy to talk to the audiences we find there.
Are you and your wife filmmakers by trade?
We are. We're full-time historical documentary filmmakers, for the most part, and we are always looking for stories that have a local or a regional following but deserve a much wider audience. And we felt like this Iowa story in particular when we looked into it. Of course, it's an essential part of Iowa history, no question about that. But it's also has a universal quality to it, and so it's a kind of a view of Native history in general, too, in the United States. So it's important American history. And I think that quality is present with all of our productions.
That was my conversation with documentary filmmaker Kelly Rundle for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Again, he and his wife's question and answer session and screening of their documentaries is scheduled for Sunday at 2 p.m. at Oakland Mills Nature Center. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.